It's been a fabulous festival. There's been a real range of things, events in libraries, there's been poetry readings, there's been events in schools, there's been the Governor's Bay Hotel. So all over, I think there's been a real sense that something literary is happening and something great is happening. So we're going to whip around the table. Philip's gazing off into space to collect his thoughts.
I've got a stinking cold at the moment, but so did Steve Brawnius. In fact, he had such a bad cold this morning, I thought he was drinking up on the stage, but no, he just had a bad cold. He was one of the funniest people I've seen. Although there was some serious stuff to what he was talking about. He was very enthusiastically introduced by Christopher Moore, but he went through a lot of the things from his book Roosters I Have Known, which I have read, and told some extra funny stories as well about John Key in a hotel room in Napier, Ross Morant and a Russian girlfriend, really, wasn't she?
Mm.
Yeah, and things like being a court reporter for the Anthony Dixon trial and the Clint Rickard trial. And his ornithology interests and his little girl. He was great. Then I went to Mark Billingham, who was just as accomplished, probably even more so, because when he was being introduced by Chris McVeigh, he was sort of wriggling about in his seat and acting it all out with his eyebrows, everything that was being said about him. He talks at an amazing gallop, and he is a stand-up comedian as well. He told some funny, very, very funny stories there. He read a bit from his new book, which comes out in 2009, and it was a very gripping, exciting piece of work, but it was also at the same time very touching. So it's obvious that his writing's moving into other areas. This is his first outside of his series character. The other one was the blogs today, featuring Donna Robertson, who was great. What, magnificent. Wonderful. Yeah,
Donna, she was.
No, she really was good. And so was Rachel King.
Donna, what was it like for you being on the other side of the festival panel, being up there at the front?
Well, I got to experience the joys of a green room for the first time in my life, and it was actually a green room, very 1970s decor, and photographers were taking pictures of Norman Doidge, and he was sort of doing some nice poses, not what I would have expected, sort of quite glamorous poses. And
you mean draped over a couch, kind of glamorous?
Sort of sitting, reclining on a plinth kind of thing. No, not quite. I'm quite exaggerating a little bit.
Roman.
And I also saw Lloyd Jones come in just as we were about to leave, so I barreled up and introduced myself to him.
And enjoyable? Would you do it again?
I think I would do it again, but yeah. Once you're actually sitting up there at the front, it's fine, but it's all the anxious moments beforehand when the toilet needs to be visited about 15 times more than usual. But I also met Guy Somerset, who was the chair, earlier in the day just to have a chat, and found out that his favourite books are Girls High by Barbara Anderson and something called Tarzan Presley by Nigel Cox, which he told me about, which sounds like something I'm going to have to add to my reading list.
That sounds good. Well, thank you. I want to say thank you to Donna for coordinating everything behind the scenes. It's been fantastic because there's been a lot of posting going on. Jane, highlights of the day for you?
Well, I'll start with the last one, and that was Donna. That's all I can think of, really, is Donna at the blogs. And one thing she talked about, which I was really pleased, was that our blog, we basically print everything. So it's not a literary blog. We have opportunities for genre fiction, anything that anybody's really been enthusiastic about, and I think that's fantastic. The other thing I went to today was political poetry. I really enjoyed just sitting there being read to, and I think that's something that I've really enjoyed about the whole festival, is having people read to me. It's like going back to childhood in some way. It's quite lovely. And I also went to Oranges Are Not the Only Prize, and that was a great discussion, some really good people on that panel, Fiona Kidman especially.
Well, I mean, it just goes to show the range of stuff that's been at this festival. I think it's been fantastic. Joyce, how are you?
I'm very well. I really enjoyed Mark Billingham. He's extremely charismatic and very knowledgeable about the crime genre and about stand-up comedy and how many parallels there are between writing comedy and writing fiction. I would love to have seen Mark Billingham and Mark Sarvis on stage together. Mark Sarvis is a very strong promoter of literary fiction, and Mark Billingham is a very strong promoter of genre fiction, and I think it would have been a pretty bloody fight. Billingham would have won. I had a wee chat with Vanda Simon. She really enjoyed the Knox sisters. She also enjoyed Mark Billingham and Kate Atkinson and Kate Moss. Here's Bronwyn.
Like Jane, I would like to say that one of my highlights today was being read to. I went to the 5 author readings first thing this morning, and they were just fantastic. Really nice to hear people's personal voices coming out through their writing. So that was a real highlight. I also caught up with Mark Billingham, and he was brilliant. He was just funny and clever and just fantastic. So I was very happy with that too. And I too ended up the day with Donna all the way, nearly ended it somewhere else. Wrong room by mistake and having to make a hurried exit.
Well, that's all part of the fun of the festival is the running to and from sessions. So anyone got any other thoughts they'd like to add?
I just wanted to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, and thanks to my dad for coming to my blog session.
I'd like to say thanks to all the people who have looked at our blog and hopefully enjoyed our coverage. Without you, it wouldn't be the same. So keep going. Keep visiting the blog, blog.christchurchcitylibraries.com, and keep talking about books. See you later.